Kavod Harav. To what degree do we need to listen to Gedolim? I had thought that certain Rabbanim were considered the greatest in the world, and their words were to be always heeded. In recent times, it has bothered me. I prefer things that are clear-cut, that it seems that it is only necessary to follow the Gedolim as far as we personally understand, or a regular Rav understands the issue being dealt with. This would indicate that the Gedolim's authority is only held in regard as far as whoever it is agrees with them. Aside from that, it gives me the impression that there is no Kavanat Torah with regards to the Gedolim beyond lip service when they are agreed with. It certainly seems easier to honor an inanimate object in an Aron than a live person who can say things you don't like. I am hoping the Rav will explain how I have this wrong and give me the correct outlook on all of this. Regards in Chodesh Tov, anonymous from Baltimore, Maryland. The truth is that Emunas Chachomim in every generation is the foundation of Yiddishkeit. And Gedolei Yisrael, recognized Gedolei Yisrael, obviously have to be listened to. Different people follow different leaders, different Gedolim. Various Hasidic sects follow their Rebbe, and the Litvisha follow their Gedolim, and Sfardim have their Gedolim, and that is all part of the Emunas Chachamim. In any case, everybody has their own specific Rav also. It's like a pyramid and a pecking order, and the regular person has to go to his Rav, who then has to listen to the people above him, and the people above him, all the way to Gedolei Yisrael. But people have to be able to find out through their leader how to implement what Gedolei Yisrael said and how it applies to their specific situation.